I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Martha Stewart arrived at federal court in Manhattan this morning for the first day of jury selection in her trial for fraud and obstruction of justice. Because of her celebrity, the case is getting more attention than many of the other corporate corruption cases brought to courts in the last couple of years. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, I guess a big question for jury selection here. What do you think about Plaid?
Oh, you know, Alex, Plaid has been out for years, absolutely years, and anyone who's at the Paris fashion shows right now will tell you so.
Okay. That was a dumb question to begin with. Let's go back and treat this as the serious story. It is. It is. This is not an insider trading trial, and we should be careful to note that. It's not about insider trading. She's charged with other things.
She is, despite the fact that this revolves around questions that did stem from her selling about 4,000 shares of stock in the biotech company ImClone. Actually, the only person who's been prosecuted on insider trading charges is the company's founder, Sam Waxel. Of course, he went to prison last year after pleading guilty. But Martha Stewart was originally alleged to have sold her shares after being tipped off that Waxel was selling his because the company's anti-cancer drug wasn't getting FDA approval. She says the shares had been pre-scheduled for sale when they dropped below a certain share price.
So she is charged with what, fraud, obstructing justice?
Right. What prosecutors are going after her for is basically trying to cover up what was then a budding scandal in December 2001. And that cover up has led to the obstruction of justice charge. But the most serious charge here is securities fraud. And that's what so many of these recent corporate corruption cases are revolving around. And there she got in trouble by going out and publicly saying that she didn't do anything wrong.
Let me just ask what will happen to Martha Stewart and her company, because she has a pretty sizable company, if she's convicted.
Well, worst case scenario for her is that she goes to prison. If she's convicted on all the five counts against her, the maximum sentence would be 30 years and more than $1 million in fines. And bear in mind, Alex, that all of this, the sale of the ImClone stock and everything that's happened since then, saved Martha Stewart about $51,000. And that is chump change for a woman running what is a multi-billion dollar multimedia empire. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at how to pass along job duties when one employee leaves and another arrives on the battlefield in Iraq.
We'll listen for that. Thank you. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.